I was probably more scared of my high school exams than I was of the Oscars. At the time, you think it's everything, and if you don't do well, your life's over. Hugh Jackman. Welcome to Food Mart.
Only 16 ounces. No. No.
Can I help you, miss?
Freeze, Missy! You're under arrest!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Francine!
Happy birthday!
You can really blow.
I'm not surprised with lungs like that.
I could never blow like that with my asthma. I just have to fan my candles out.
One time I blew out a cake and it caught fire.
That's because you had a mouthful of bourbon at the time.
Yeah. Last year, I had a really big cake and I sprained my wrist.
Ow, hey!
What's the matter with you? Your own sister.
Who wants cake?
None for me, Mom. I'm full.
Here now, we aren't having any of that anorexic crap. Give my birthday girl a big piece.
I'll have a slice, Mrs. P. I can always throw it up later. I can't seem to lose these last 95 pounds.
I'm going out.
I'm going for punch.
Benjamin, don't leave in the middle of Francine's birthday.
There you go. Happiness on a plate.
Dad, I can't eat all of this. We just ate an entire cow for dinner.
Ah, don't be a wimp. A Peters can eat anything if they put their mind to it.
You don't have to eat it all, dear. Use a fork.
Why'd you baby her so? She's 17. She can make her own decisions.
Will somebody help me carry this cake skyscraper to the couch?
I'm not babying her. I'm just saying she doesn't have to eat it all if she doesn't want to.
Okay, fine. You handle it, Marie. I'm going into the office.
On a Sunday night?
Hey, guys, look, I'm eating, okay? It's great. I want more.
Frank.
I'll be back in a couple of hours. Don't wait up.
I know what we need. Cookies.
That was really good. Do you mind if I use your bathroom?
Sign here. And here. Your court date is on the back. We hold bail until a judgment is declared. At that time, you will be...
Katina? You are in so much trouble, young lady. How am I going to explain this to your father, huh? What am I supposed to say to him?
You don't have to say anything, Mother. My father is dead.
I'm talking about your stepfather, smartass. What am I going to tell Ace?
Tell him to stop raping me.
Why do you say things like that? Do you have any idea how upsetting it is when you say things like that?
He raped me, Mother!
You're talking about your stepfather, young lady. Show some respect!
He raped me!
We'd be on the street if it wasn't for Ace.
That son of a bitch beat the hell out of me and raped me! Look at me! Do you think I made these bruises myself?
Katina, I know you and your father were close, and it hasn't been easy for either of us since he died. I'm trying to do the best I can, but I can only do so much. That's why I married Ace. I thought moving here we'd make a new start, you know? A woman my age, well, it's not as easy as it used to be. But every day we've been here, you just get angrier and angrier. And now these awful lies.
Look at me, Mother! Look at the teeth marks on my face! Do I look like I'm lying to you?
It's that gang you run around with. I told you they were trouble, but you don't listen to me anymore.
You're the one who is not listening. What is wrong with you? Are you so afraid of being alone that you'll sacrifice your own daughter to that monster?
I am not going to discuss this out here in the parking lot. Get in the car! Get in the car, Katina! We'll talk about this when we get home.
I don't have a home.
Katina? Get back here! Katina!
You've been listening to Episode 5 of Strangers in Paradise, Book 6, High School, by Terry Moore, adapted by Thomas DJ, produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Vanessa Van Zare was Cachou. Nicole Tomte was Francine. Sarah Palmero was Mrs. Peters. Jim Moon was Mr. Peters. Brad Oxnam was Benjamin Peters. Chris Honeywell was Uncle Maury. Zena was party guest. Anna Crawford was Ms. Chuvansky. David Ellis was arresting officer. Eugene R. Hendricks was desk sergeant. All of the parts played by the ATW players. Music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore available through abstractstudiocomics.com. As always, you can contact us at atwinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at atw.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.